judge should pay attention to this lady, the married lady? If he's a judge, a good, honest man, he shouldn't do that. Right? Now,
his wife went to the Qadi to complain, saying, "I appeal for help against my faithless husband." To cut the tale short, the Qadi fell a prey to the words and beauty of the fair woman. He said, "There is such a noise in the court of justice, I cannot understand his complaint. If you will come to my private house, O Cyprus slender one, and describe to me the injurious behavior of your husband..."
We are talking about what here? Do you remember that everything in the last story is temptation? That's temptation is in your nature. It's in this judge. When a beautiful lady is here to nag about her husband, suddenly he thinks, it's very crowded here, I don't hear you well, let's go to a... This is the nature. This is something that Juhi knows it correctly. Yes?
"In your house," she replied, "there will be a coming and going of every sort of people, good and bad, for the purpose of making complaints. If the house of the head be wholly filled with mad passion, the breast will be full of anxiety and commotion. The rest of the members are undisturbed by thinking, while those breasts are consumed by thoughts that return. Take refuge in the autumn gale of fear of God. Let last year's flowers be shed."
Who is saying what? Suddenly forget the story. Rumi is here and explaining to you what? Oh, he has started that to say, in your brain is the chamber of wishes. The fantasies. This is what it's happening. Whatever you are doing, you are not doing it. Your part are doing it because the order came from here. Everything is happening in here. Thinking, judgment. That's how it works. The rest of your bodily members, they're just working for that fellow. They're not thinking. The thought comes from there. And suddenly he said, you know what? This is what you should escape from. در خزان باد خوف حق گریز. If you want to have the fear to control something, the fear of the distance between you and Haq, the fear of not being correct, you have to have that feeling to stop all these thinkings. Yes?
"These flowers prevent the new buds, and it is for the sake of their growth that the tree of the heart exists. Put yourself to sleep from this thinking. Lift up your head from sleep into wakefulness."
This is why we suggest that you go out of the logical step. Means what? One third of your life, you're out. Yes. And what will happen to you in that time? You don't do anything. So you're not guilty. And when you dream, you open your eyes in another dimension with another kind of logic and thinking and everything, right? So do it when you are not sleeping. Here you could wake up and the light will be yours. You will be enlightened. Yes?
Like the men of the cave, pass quickly, O Khwaja, into awake, though you will not deem them asleep.
Do you remember those people who went in a cave? Even their dog transformed to a holy fellow. So learn from this. Believe in changes. Your brain doesn't. Your brain believes in what it is. I'm talking not about what it is, about what will be. And it depends on you. If you're the animal, what will happen to you? You will have an animal life, period. If you get enlightened, you will be different. You will have another kind of life. Yes?
Oh, adorable one, said the Qadi, what can be contrived? She answered, this handmaid's house is quite empty. The enemy has gone into the country, and the caretaker is not there either. It is a very good place for meeting in private. Come there tonight, if possible. What one does by night is without making hear of it or see it.
In the daytime, you are busy, I'm busy, and blah, 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 blah. Night is good. Why? Because it's dark. Because you could do whatever and you think that nobody is watching you. We are talking about somebody who is watching you constantly, permanently, but you don't get it. Because you think that, oh, there is a hidden corner for me. Nobody will understand when do I cheat. Because I'm clever, right? Yeah.
All the spies are intoxicated with the wine of sleep. All have been beheaded by the Negro knight. The sugar lip chanted wondrous spells over the Qadi. And then, with what lips?
Yeah. What do you think? Nothing. You thought about a sexual picture. Because in this moment of this story, when it is on the TV, you will see the sexual lips. He is talking about this. Talking! Haha! What do you do when you're talking? When you're talking, you are transporting some information, false or correct, to someone else. Means you're giving that fellow something. You will not notice it because you're a grandpa. And that's a little child. But you are putting the seeds of the culture in the brain of that little one. You better pay attention. Here, Rumi is insisting to bring this detail to you to say that, listen, everything happens like this. By learning, you will become something. Yes?
How often did Iblis chatter with Adam? But when Eve told him to eat, then did he eat.
It's not like a happening that they were crossing and the Satan said, let's taste this apple. He worked on it because He had a plan. He wanted to this human fellow to be beaten out of the paradise because this is the competition. Satan is logical, except that self-loving stuff. He has no emotion. His logic. That's why he was sent with us here. Yes?
The first blood in this world of iniquity and justice was shed by Cain for the sake of a woman.
In our stories, the first accident is because of woman and jealousy. A brother will kill the brother. Remember that? With that story, we are not telling you the story of the beginning, really. We are telling you the story of the beginning of you. This is to understand what the humanity is like. Yes.
Whenever Noah was frying meat in the frying pan, Wahila would throw stones at the frying pan. And his wife's plotting would defeat his work. The clear water of his exhortation would become turbid. She used to send secret messages to the folk saying, "Preserve your religion from these erring men."
Yeah, too complicated. He went to philosophy and to say that this is it. This is the trick. You should understand that the brain, the logic, with talking could cheat everyone. Because that's our real feeding source. Because we are not only feeding ourselves with the food like animal. We need the what? What is the word? Culture to be cultivated in us. That's what we are talking about. Let's go back, yes.
How the Cadi went to the house of Juhi's wife, and how Juhi knocked angrily at the door, and how the Cadi took refuge in a chest, said. The guile of woman is infinite. The sagacious Cadi went at night to the wife for the sake of crawling.
There is no end to the last paragraph, because you could talk about the cheating of the brain forever, because all the cheatings comes from this. So let's put it aside. Let's go back to the story, and our judge went to the lady. Yeah.
The wife set two candles and the dessert for his entertainment. "Without this drink," said he, "I am intoxicated." At that moment, Juhi came and knocked at the door. The Cadi looked for a place into which he could slink for refuge. He saw no hiding place but a chest. In his fright, the man went into the chest.
Ah. What happened? This is the real highlight of this story, right? No. Very fast, he said. Qazi came. She prepared something, and Juhi knocked, and he wants to hide, because it's normal, isn't it? Whoever he is, now the husband is knocking at the door, so he will hide. Yes.
Juhi came in and said, "O spouse, O you who are my plague in spring and autumn, what do I possess that is not sacrificed to you, that you are always crying out at me? You have let loose your tongue at my dry crusts. Now you call me pauper, now cuckold. If, my dear, I suffer from these two maladies, one comes from you and the other from God."
Aha. Uh-huh. Now you're listening to what? These are not the explanation of Jui for his wife, is it?